you know, as you enter your apartment building, if there's a couple fighting, you can't just stand there and stare and listen.
Yeah, that I think that classifies as rude.
And creepy.
Yeah.
And several other things. But the gist of it that I got is that dude's out away from his girlfriend, and he's at the bar or something and is grinding on some other chick. Girlfriend walks in, busted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude's trying to explain it away. Now, is there even any point, at that point, should you say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I was just drunk? Would that be the best way to do it?
Yeah, he needs to give up the fight and just take it like a man.
But from what I heard, it sounded like he was trying to say, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh.
Now, is there anybody that actually buys that? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I think that there is no line. I think they should not even do it at all. It should be, I mean, if you're dating a guy, the guy should have no reason to grind on someone else.
Wait, but is there a line before that? Are they allowed to, is the guy even allowed to dance with the chick or not?
Are they allowed to waltz together?
Yeah. Waltz.
Waltz would be okay, but you know, fast songs and like grinding, no. No.
Okay, so that's pretty much that. I don't understand. There can't be any confusion on that, right? There's no actual person that believes that you should be able to get away with that, right?
No.
Yeah, he just got caught and covering his ass.
Yeah, I mean, if you're dating someone, no. That guy should be true to you.
Well, we appreciate the call.
Yep, bye.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Okay, this kind of falls in the line of Jerry Lynn's story, only mine was worse.
Jerry Ann, you mean?
Jerry Ann, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
She's used to it.
I changed her name.
It's okay.
You're not the first.
Oh, my God. But last summer, I went out with some friends in Lawrence because they're like, darling, you got to step outside your box, you know? So We are out at this club, and these guys are buying me drinks and stuff, you know? And it's all fun and games, and the night goes on, and this one just in particular was just getting a little bit more intense. By the end of the night, we end up kissing. And he looks at me and he says, have you met my wife? And I'm like, is she about to hit me in the back of the head or something? But I found out they were swingers, for God's sake.
Wow, so did you take them up on it?
Heck no. I got out of there so quick, and I was like, okay, that's it. I will never go out alone again. So you got to be careful, but oh my God, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, especially in Lawrence, because back in Topeka, I heard that there is a big swingers network in Lawrence.
They're all over the freaking place.
You can find
everything. Nowhere alone, unless you got a backup plan, you know. Wow.
Well, congratulations on that. You have to be kind of flattered, at least, right?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.